check, 1, 2, 3, checkity, checkity, check, checkity, checkity, check, checkity, 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 checkity. Hey, how's it going? This is 30 New Things. I'm Katie. This is episode 7. Savon. Welcome in. How's it going? What's up? What's up? What is up? A ceiling. A ceiling fan. Some posters. My diploma is above me. Yeah. My yarn art thing I made. How's it going? This is episode 7 of 30 New Things. It is Friday, June 11th. It is Friday. Got a good weekend coming up. Working tomorrow, but Sunday, I have something really fun planned that I'm a little nervous for, because it's, well, you'll see. What's up? Tonight, going to a new bar that just opened last month. Well, it's a brewery in the basement of a distillery, which, if you live where I live, I think you know what I'm talking about, because it's our only distillery. And now they have a beer brewery in the basement. Beer brewery in the basement. Ba-ba-ba. Couple of friends. My best friend and my fiance's birthdays are a week apart. So I'm throwing them a little joint birthday party. Couple of friends coming out, having some brewskis. It's going to be a good time. I don't know. I feel like I don't do as well when I script and plan out something. I'd like to do more of those in the future. Like, more scripted kind of things. But, you know, I've got a bunch of stuff written out, but I just don't know if I'm ready to do that yet. So, I'm going to keep just going off the cuff. Off the cuff? Is that the right phrase? Off the cuff. On the cuff? Off the cuff? Off the cuff. Without preparation. Yeah, okay, I was right. I'm gonna make that the word of the day. Off, well, it's a phrase. Phrase of the day. Word or phrase of the day. Off the cuff. Without preparation. For example, I'm doing this podcast off the cuff. I am wearing no cuffs. The cuffs are off. The cufflinks are in the drawer. I don't know what I'm saying. Unscripted, unprepared, impromptu, extempore. Ooh, I like that one. Ad lib, unrehearsed. See if you can use off the cuff. I talked in my last episode about editing your routines, and specifically your beauty routines, and I talked about going to Ulta, so I went. I went to Ulta. It was wonderful. It was very bright and open, and I received lots of help to find the items that I needed. They were very helpful. Even though we came in pretty close to closing time, which, you know, sometimes you can kind of sense if people are irritated, you know, when you come in. It wasn't super late. It was like 30 minutes till close. So we kind of wandered around for a while. I just wanted to get a lay of the land a little bit, so to speak. So we did that and then ended up checking out about 4 minutes till closing. So, but, you know, usually you can tell when places are, the people are like irritated if you show up late, but they didn't. They were so nice. And they have so much cool stuff, and I love how they have all the makeup all set up. The displays are also pretty, and you can see everything, and everything's like recognizable, and there's lots of colors and lots of samples and things you can try. And they also have, there's a salon in the store, and there's a Benefit brow bar in the store. So you can like book an appointment. I don't know if they're doing it now with COVID, but you can like get your hair and your brows done in the store. That is so cool. And they have all kinds of stuff that you wouldn't even, that like other like beauty stores like Sephora doesn't have. They have like shaving products. They have a lot more men's products. They have a lot of perfume. And everything is organized by brand. So if you're loyal to your certain brand, you can just go to that little kind of shelf. I don't know what they're called. And you can get everything you need. And it's great. And it was wonderful. I've not done the self-tanner yet. I know some of you were messaging me and asking me how it went. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it when my skin is good and ready, guys. Okay? I don't want to jump into it too soon. There's some things you should cannonball into, but there are some things that you should watch some YouTube tutorials and make sure you got everything prepped before you jump in. You know what I'm saying? I always say, you know, it's good to just cannonball into things that you're afraid to do, but not everything. You can't cannonball right into everything. I decided to get my dog a haircut. my dog Iris. She's 100% mutt. We don't know what she is. She's about 35 pounds, about the shape of an Australian Shepherd, but she has a tail, and her tail is very long hair. She's got long hair growing everywhere, the ears, the neck, the belly, and so I just thought we'd look into getting her properly groomed, because we've had her 3 years now, and she's never had a real-life haircut, so I think that would be good for her and would help her out with the summer heat thing, because it got hot so early this year. Usually it takes until, you know, mid-July for it to get really hot like this for multiple days in a row. You know, we put our air conditioner in. We have a window unit in the bedroom. We put that in the end of May. And we've been using it every night for the past at least week. We tried to go without it last night, but I woke up at 2:30 a.m. sweating, and I turned it on. And then it was cold, which I'd much rather be cold than hot. Because it is far easier to warm up than to cool off. Because when you're hot, like, I don't know about y'all. My feet swell up and my legs ache. And, you know, I can't get my rings off my fingers. My hair gets sweaty. I have to wash it more often. I don't like washing my hair that much. It's just not pleasant. But when you're cold, you can run around. You can put clothes on. You know, you can't really get naked when you're too hot. You can if you're home. But, you know, you can't be walking around with no clothes on. But if you're cold, you can always put more on. You can put a hat on. You can put socks, shoes, slippers. You could put on MTV classics, some old music videos, and dance around. You can jam out to Kenny G. Nobody jams out to Kenny G. If you've ever jammed out to Kenny G, let me know. I don't think that's ever happened. I think Kenny G has only been enjoyed in a bathtub after 5 p.m. on a Saturday by women who work at banks or something. If anybody feels otherwise, let me know. Although that, what's that one song that's like his signature song? It's become so, like, synonymous with chilling that anytime there's a bathtub scene or like a bubble bath scene in a movie, you hear it. It's just like, that's the bubble bath song. It goes, you know what I'm talking about. It's almost like in SpongeBob, like the beach song. Like whenever they're at the beach, it's like, and so, you know, whenever you go to the beach, you got to put that on the playlist. That's the beach song. Duh. I want to know what that Kenny G song is called now. It's like Island Paradise or something. Calgon, Take Me Away. I think, Songbird. It's called Songbird. I was way off. I'm not a Kenny G connoisseur. Kennoisseur. I'm not a connoisseur. I need to find one and have them on the pod. If anyone knows a connoisseur that can explain to me other instances where somebody might listen to Kenny G that isn't a bubble bath, I'd love to know about it. I don't think that's ever happened. That's just the way it is. That's the belly of the beast. I don't think I used that right. I'm struggling with my idioms today. Maybe I should have idiom of the day instead of word, or because it was a word and then it was a phrase and then it was a tongue twister. Let's make it idiom, word or idiom or phrase or tongue twister of the day. That's too long. That in itself is a tongue twister. I just want to say, as a tip, in general, that I know most of the people listening to this are around the same age as me, so I can say that most of you need to be doing this. Take some financial literacy courses. Learn how to invest properly and how to manage your money properly. We're at that age where you got to start thinking ahead for the future. Because you don't want to be in your 50s and realize that you don't have anything saved up. Okay, even if you can only afford to put away $50 out of every paycheck, that's better than nothing. And if you keep doing it consistently, it's going to grow. And you invest it properly, it's going to grow. And you'll at least have something. You know? You won't be out of luck. You won't be SOL when you get to that age. And you're trying to just like be a grandparent and not have to work anymore. There's lots of online financial literacy courses you can take. They might be free. I would advise one that you maybe have to pay for a little bit, because it's probably going to be a little bit better than a free one. No offense to the people that give free courses, but if you can afford to pay a little bit, you know, one that you have to pay for, a small fee is probably going to be a better course and more involved than one that's free. You could also make an appointment with a banker at your bank, because usually they, you know, they care about you having money. They want you to stay around for their bank. So their people, you know, can help you with some of the options that the bank offers that can help you with things. For example, like if you need to refinance your student loans or your home loan, or if you need a home loan, or if you want to look into opening different types of accounts, growth accounts, investment accounts through your bank, that's an option, you know. But figure out something where you know where your money is and you know you're going to be covered for the future, because, you know, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but it's not entirely true, because money, if used properly, can buy peace of mind, and peace of mind leads to happiness. Whoa, man. It's like deep. I know. I'd really love to start having guests on this podcast eventually. Just throwing that out there. You know, I have so many ideas. It's just a matter of doing it. Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you for listening. I'm getting more and more listens on my episodes, and it makes me really excited and happy that you're enjoying it. If you have any suggestions or anything that you want me to talk about or anything you want me to try, or if this encouraged you to try something new, I'd love to hear about it. You can leave me a voice message on Anchor, or you can DM me on Instagram. I do have an Instagram for this podcast now. It's @30newthingspodcast. So you can find me there. I'll be posting stuff that I'm doing, episode clips, and I post whenever I put out a new episode. So check that out. And yeah, thanks for listening. I'm gonna go out with my friends and get a beer. Bye bye.